Let's go.
So, well, I tell you what, the truth is some of these things here today, I wanted to see if I could help try to understand Rashi really a bit more, because Rashi seems to come under attack on quite a few occasions today.
Oh,
so
okay.
let's see, but it's mamish like very interesting, yeah. I thought. So
okay.
So let's start with number one, yeah? So basically, this is. I think you raised this also, this issue as well. Okay, well, we were looking at it briefly as well, yeah? So we have Reb Yossi Omer Lo Haya Mafsik, yeah?
Right.
So basically, he kind of, you know, he's the biggest cheater, right? And the question here being, well, what does that kind of entail, yeah, if he's not Mafsik, right? Does he include the Amen at the end? Right, so we know.
Yosef mentioned. There's a Yosef bringing that. This brought this up.
Yosef,
right,
they mentioned.
Right.
Right.
So, so basically, I haven't got an extra sheet. Can I share with you? So, yeah.
We care about the environment here. We want to reduce waste.
Sorry.
No, we've got to be some of us, you know.
Never know quite how many to photocopy. So let's have a look. So this Rashi, yeah, Dima Matzchil Lohai Mafsik, that's the first one here. So he says, so Lohai Mafsik Ad Amein Vamein, Shai Kotiv Tzava, right, the Vahashbiya HaKohen Isha, right, Bekabla, right, the Kabbalah, right?
But
the Amras Ha'isha Amen V'Amen.
Right.
So it sounds like from there we do say Amen V'Amen. Now, right. I just want to go back a little second, yeah, up back to where I started the Divya Matzka, and say, well, why would Rashi say that? So the truth is because the Gemara is mashma that.
Right.
Yeah, because later on it says, right, Rabbi Yossi Kulhu Kedamarat, yeah, everything,
right.
He agrees with all the drushes that we've just said before, and then S, the word S, Lerabos, Savos, Kabbalos. So according to this, Rashi is saying Savos of the Kabbalos. Savos is Bishpia Kohenes Isha, right? The command, yeah, he should do that. And the Kabbalos is Va'amasa Isha Amen V'Amen. So very good, yeah? So according to Rashi, it comes out, according to Reb Yossi, right? When he says Lo Haya Mafsik, yeah, that means you include the stuff that was kind of in between, yeah, the Savos.
Yeah, good.
And then
you
include,
said,
right? The thing at the end, right?
Right?
Good. So that's Rashi.
Right.
So now let's have a look at the Rosh. That's the next one here, yeah?
Right.
So he says, Es l'rabos savos. Now you'll notice immediately, he just says, Es kam, doesn't say like we have in the Gemara, savos for kabbalos, yeah?
Which
says,
fits in very nice with the Mishnah.
Oh, okay, very good. That's exactly what the Rosh is going to say.
Hi.
So he says, Es l'rabos savos. So he says, Hachi garasinan, right, b'cholos svarim. This is the gifts that we have. We don't have the word kabbalos, which is, you know, when the woman says, Kabbalah is accepting, yeah? So when she says, Amen V'Amen.
Ah, he has a different Gersh from the Gemara.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yes. Right? So let's recap. What we'll bring out is the Mishnah doesn't, all the Mishnah says is, everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Haya Mafsik. Yeah, we don't interrupt.
Right.
And the Gemara has this drasha. He says, Rabbi Yossi Kulhu Kamar, so everything we've just said is correct, but S is l'rabos, the word S comes to include, and now here's the controversy. Is it, when he says l'rabos, is it just savos, the command, yeah, which is the thing in between, yeah, but hishpia kohenes isha, or is it not just savos, it's savos v'kabbalos, and kabbalos meaning, right?
I have to do a fourth picture now.
But Amar Isha Amen V'Amen. So Rashi, yeah, clearly has Argirsa, right? Because he said yes, the Rabbi Yossi Shita is a really huge thing. It fills everything in between, and in the end he says for Amar Isha Amen V'Amen, right? But the Rosh doesn't have that Girsa. And he says Rosh Goyes Savas V'Kabbalos V'Chuli V'Lashon HaMishnah Einam Yushav L'Perushu, which is what you were saying. So Rosh says that the language of the Mishnah doesn't really make sense according to Rashi's Girsa and his Perush, yeah? Dema hafsaka yesh, right? Because what kind of hafsaka is there, right? Im lo yichtov amen amen.
They should have said like lo hai mafsik and
yeah, lo hai mafsik v'lamshich.
Yeah,
something like that. Exactly. Right? Hilkach nira, therefore it seems to me, de lo hai akotiv amen v'amen. Avilu Abiyosi, even he would agree, yeah? The Ken Chasuv HaRambam Beperish HaMishnah. If you look at the Perish Mishnah, it's clear that it's the only thing that Rabbi Yossi adds is the part in between. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So question is, how would Rashi, you know, I mean, obviously Rashi had his Girsa, but how would he understand, you know, how you could read in for Rabbi Yossi that when he says Lo HaYamafsik? So my suggestion, and anyone can come up with theirs, was Mafsik kind of you could interpret maybe as being like, if you look at all the Parsha, yeah, the whole Parsha as a whole,
right?
Yeah, Lo HaYamafsik just means we kind of don't kind of leave anything out,
right?
Right, yeah. The whole Parsha as a whole, yeah.
Right.
Right, because you see all the sentences. Right. Yeah, that's why, yeah, I was thinking good, maybe the best way, yeah, to explain it. But
yeah,
okay, so that's kind of important.
Very nice, beautiful.
Kind of that was there.
Yeah, we were book seven. We wasn't.
So yeah, everyone anticipated this. Now the next one. This is a little techie one, so you have to bear with me a second.
Techie means technical.
Technical, yeah. So, yeah, with, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, detailed, yeah.
Techie,
right. So Ayla, right? Ayla comes, right? Lema'uti klalus shuvi Mishnah Torah, right? So everyone agrees, yeah. So this is Remer speaking, yeah. It says, you know, you have to write, yeah, Ha'alos Ha'ela, these alos, yeah, right. And what does Ha'ela come to exclude? Yeah. So the Girsa we have is the Girsa is Lamuti Klalos Shem Mishnah Torah, right. So that means obviously in Devarim, yeah. The Klalos that was said in the Devarim. So let's have it now. There's a couple of Rashi's that are very interesting on this. So the first Rashi on the sheet here, Dira Matzal Shem Mishnah Torah. So he spells this out. He says, E Katav Krav Katav Es Ha'alos B'Sefer. So if it didn't say Ela, like these ones, it just says write the curses from the Sefer, in the Sefer. Have a Mashma Alos Shem Mishnah Torah. You would say, okay, that includes the curses, not just the ones written in the, like, the Parsha of Sota, but in the Sefer is the Sefer Torah, and all the curses in the Sefer Torah, right?
Right.
Yakcha Hashem, yeah, for instance, you know, Hashem will strike you, yeah,
mm-hmm,
him, yeah, put this person, right? The Allah, right, Ikri, and we know that when it says in the Mishnah Torah, and it says, like, these kind of curses that Hashem is going to say, you know, if a person does all these bad things, that Hashem, you know, he will be struck, yeah? That's called an Allah, that's called a curse, yeah? Dichtiv, as it writes, yeah? Vahaya, Divrei Ha'Allah Hazos. In Mishnah Torah, it says, these Divrei Allah, these words of curses, yeah? So since we know that it's called an Allah, and here you say, you know, we say you should write the Allah, the curses, yeah? That would include Mishnah Torah. So that's the first Rashi. Now, Rashi later on, yeah, says, Dibra Matzil Kulku, yeah? When Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, everything like you've said, yeah? Listen, look at this Rashi. He says, right? Allah lema'uti shebe Mishnah Torah, and then all of a sudden he adds in, ubu Torah Kohanim.
Ooh.
Right?
Which Rashi is this? His point?
This is Dibra Matzil Kulku, right?
Ooh.
It's kind of slightly later on in that Dibra.
Yeah.
You see the Kulhu? Everyone got Kulhu? It says,
I'll start in the middle.
I'm sorry. I'll read the whole thing. Kulhu, Rabuya, the Amris, Alas. Alus Mamish, Ha'alus Kabalus, Habalus Machmas Bracha, Eila Lema'uti Shabbi Mishnah Torah Ubataris Kahanim.
Oh, wow, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
you can't kind of, within Rashi itself, you've got a little bit of a.
Interesting, what's with Vikra?
Yeah, yeah. So he includes, right, Ubataris Kahanim, which is Vayikra. Yeah?
Right.
So if you go back to the Gemara, you'll see there's a little note when it says Mishnah Torah. And if you look at the Hagos of Sionim, yeah? Actually brings a girsa that says Mishnah Torah Ubatoris Kohanim. Yeah?
Yeah.
You see that Aleph on the side?
Mm-hmm.
So that says Nosaf Ubatoris Kohanim. Yeah? See that?
Yeah.
Just on the Hagos and Sionim?
Yeah.
Right? So basically the first Rashi didn't say it, just says
Mishnah Torah. The first Rashi sounded like he was answering why it was just the Mishnah Torah, though.
Right.
That was funny, though. I was like, oh, it makes sense. But then it surprised me when you read the other one.
It will, exactly. So it's very surprising, yeah? So let's have a look at the Rishash, yeah? And he speaks out Rashi very nicely, yeah? So he doesn't explain this contradiction. He brings it out, really. He says, right, so on the Rashi that talks about Shabbat Mishnah Torah, he says, right, where it says, Da'ala Ikru, he says, Nira Daratza Bezel Yashiv Madua right? Lo amrina nami shibatoris kahanim. So he says exactly like you're saying. He says the fact that Rashi says, points out, yeah, it tries to come to explain that in Mishnah Torah, it dafka calls it an Allah. There it says, yeah, that all these things are called an Allah. Rashi's come to explain why is it, right, that the only thing which we need to come to exclude is the ones in Devarim, in Mishnah Torah, right? Because those ones you would think to include because they're called an Allah. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says you don't include them, right? But nearly owed, and he adds also, yeah, why we only need to exclude the ones in Devarim. Shura b'toros kahanim, the ones in the Yikra, nemru b'lashon rabim. Right, they're all in plural, right? Al klal Yisrael. Right, they're not talking about individual curses.
Right.
They're talking about curses that are going to happen, right. And they talk about them in the plural to all of Klal. Masha ein kein shuma mishnah Torah, nemru b'lashon yachid.
Right,
and other Rishonim make that chiluk as well. Right? So all these things point to why you'd only ever need to exclude, the ones in Devarim, which are Lashon Yachid, so maybe they would be suitable for her, right, if you were to write them down, the individual curses. And Rashi comes out of his way to say, right, that Allah is, they're called an Allah, which is the same Lashon as here. So so that's why you have to have an exclusion. Yeah? Ulam, he finishes off, Lakamam Dimilato Kulhu, his Gigam Kenship Toast Khanim Velomati Al Dasar Chava. So he says basically, unfortunately Rashi later on spoils the whole party by actually saying Toz Kahanim. So everything would have been beautiful in Rashi had he not thrown that in later on. So,
I was thinking maybe because of Rabbi Yossi, though.
Yeah, that's true, but the problem is that why would that change?
Because he's so inclusive, speak out that he wouldn't include that.
Because it's coming from the same guy.
No, it's Kulhu, and it's also Kulhu. Because is that one? It's called Kol Shekein,
Rashi is coming Kulhu, which means that we're working on the back of what we've everything you've said before, and excluding, excluding these.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking if you want to try to explain in terms of how the first Rashi, it could be, right, that once you see that the curses in Devarim are called an Allah,
right,
they're called the words of a curse, so maybe for me that was a gilui that any curse in the Torah that the Torah gives is called a curse,
right?
So if you're not going to you could say, not like the Rashash, the Rashi just wanted to explain why you'd have a Havaramina to include the curses in the Torah, and you see in Devarim that they're called Allah, they're called curses, the kind of thing you mentioned, right? And therefore, once you see that, then any of the times that the Torah writes a curse, maybe you'd think to write.
Well, that's the point. It's not coming to explain.
Right, it's not coming to exclude Torah's Kahanim. And I was thinking, and if you had the Girsa that we have, where obviously, and Rashi had that, let's say Rashi had that Girsa, and Mefurish it said both, then that would also be nice, because if you have both, why does it say Mishnah Torah for Torah's Kahanim? Even if you have the gears of both, the first thing it says is Devarim, and usually that's out of order. Devarim and Vayikra. Last time I checked, Vayikra came before Devarim.
Right.
So that would be nice, because the starting point is Devarim, where it calls them Allah. And once you see that, then you say maybe include all the curses. And that was my thought. Okay. Tob, now let's skip a little bit. Oh, I think you'll like this, If let's jump to number five, actually, because this is quite interesting. Another thing in Rashi, here, right? So, this is jumping ahead, in the game, right? You might have to turn over the page, So, when you write things, if you write lemafreya, right, then it's pasul, right?
Right.
Where do we see that? Let's find it somewhere.
Yeah, it was on Yud Zayin on base, about five lines from the bottom.
Brilliant. Oh yeah, cut from the Mafre Pesula. Right, but cut of it alus ha'ela. Yeah? So let's have a look at Rashi for a second on that, So he says what does it count? What does it mean writing something the Mafre? Like, I suppose you'd call it backwards, The Mafre backwards, Right? So it says Rashi, Yerech Velanpil. Yeah? That's one example. Or Beten Litzbos B'me'ayich. Right? That's another example, So you know, instead of writing Unlanpil Yerech, like that her Yerech will fall, you write, actually the way I said it, Yerech Unlanpil, her Yerech, and it will fall, But and similar, Beten Litzbos B'me'ayich. Okay, so that's what Rashi says, You kind of inverse, you swap around the words, basically, right? And I'm slightly dyslexic, so I can imagine why someone might do that. Swap around the words. So, but so look at this. Look at this Turi Evan here. Yeah. So Turi Evan says, yeah, this is number five. But Ani Tama and my Dachak Gefarish Kane. Why did Rashi kind of explain that way, right? Havadai Kol Ki Hai Gavna, right? Shuhufa Chatebus, yeah, Le Mafreya. If you kind of go and switch the words, yeah, like Rashi says, like, you know, Yerech Ulampil, yeah. Ain't so kwa lemait. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that that's not going to work, yeah. The ainzer kriya velokasiva, right? It's not called a reading, and it's not called a writing, yeah. If you were to do that, yeah, to switch around the words, yeah. Kevan de ain la shum mashmut, right? Because you're completely messing up, like this the meaning, yeah. The ainzer ella kin milotseits umesachate, yeah. It's just like playing around, yeah. It's like making jokes, yeah. Balma, right? So obviously, you know, you don't need to be told that you can't kind of switch around words in that way. Elavadi hachi perushay, right? The mafreya hapasukim, right? The mafreya doesn't mean to individual words. It means switching around pasukim, taking a later pasuk and putting that first, and then, you know, having the earlier pasuk second.
You had the two, whatever, if you just switch them round.
Exactly, that's what it means, yeah.
You know those two yellow spots, right? It means if you just went that way around.
Have the second pasuk first, and the first pasuk second, but at least you read the pasukim and they make sense, right? Right? To hakdim hapasuk, right? Hakatav me'ucha, right? Lichtov lefanav, right? And he says b'kriya shema, and also we have the same concept b'kriya shema, right? B'kriya, u'begila sota b'chasiva. So you have this same idea of writing or saying the mafreya. You see in two places. You see in kriya shema, right, and in Megillah Sota, yeah? And both times you want to say it just means swapping the order of the Pesukim, right? Afal gab the whole Pesukim.
Probably it'd be the Kriya Megillah.
Kriya Shema B'Kriya, when you read out Kriya Shema, yeah, you shouldn't go and read the second Pasuk first and then the first Pasuk.
Right.
Or Megillah Sota B'Kasiva. And when you're writing Sota, I guess, yeah? I think it might be Megillah as well, you're right, I'm not sure, but anyway. But certainly Sota is writing it down. Ava gav the whole pasuk b'kasuk inyan b'fnei atzmahu, afilu hachi nafka le mikra de lo yatsa. Now, just to jump across to show you the parallel, so when it comes to Kriya Shema, this is Rashi in Brachos, yeah? Dibur matzav chadvarim, he says, for instance, when it says you shouldn't do Kriya Shema, I'm afraid, he says, for instance, kigon, right, u'bishavecha beitzcha mezuzos. So when you say, right, b'kasavta al, and says it's saying al mezuzos beisecha u'bisharecha, you say al u'bisharecha beitcha mezuzos. Yeah, you kind of put those three words backwards. Right. So that's Rashi Lishitaso, right?
Right.
Rashi always says, yeah, you switch, the havramina is to switch around the, like, you somehow switch around the order of the words, the Turi Evan is saying that's ridiculous, yeah, because that makes no, you know, like you won't be able to even understand what a person's saying, right? So that's, you know, so of course it can't be that. It has to be you do Pesukim, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what is Pesha in Rashi? That's a good question that Turi Evan is asking. Like, you know, why would you need to exclude, like, switching around the word? Okay. Like, it makes it impossible to understand, yeah? So I was thinking that actually maybe the answer could be, yeah, to argue on what you're saying, that if you look at the examples that Rashi gives, they're very specific examples, yeah? Where, when you think, I was thinking about it, certainly, I think you probably would be able to understand what someone says, yeah? I mean, if you thought, like, if someone was to say, yeah, instead of saying, you know, Lampil Nerech, Yerech, yeah, that her Yerech, you know, to her Yerech a fool, he would say, Yerech Lampil, yeah? You would understand it, yeah?
Right, yeah?
And also, you know, in the context of Kriya Shema, those particular words, if he says, V'kasavta, u'bisharecha beitcha mezuzos, it's kind of like that within the context, you understand. Oh, you write it on the gates of the house, your mezuzos. Oh, that means like sometimes where you switch words around in like specific words in the context, you actually like kind of, you know, although it sounds a bit funny, you kind of understand it. So I was thinking probably that might be the way you'd answer for Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now last one, yeah. Mm-hmm. This I was really blown away with, okay? Because it answers a lot of questions. I think maybe I'll kind of speak it outside a little bit, yeah? This is the very last piece of the Gemara, right? So let's kind of speak out. So basically, we asked like a series of questions that were left Pateku, yeah?
Right.
About kind of...
Shema, Lishma.
Yeah, Lishma kind of thing, yeah? So first of all, we said, what happens, yeah, if you kind of, you know, you have two sotas, right? So you have these two cups of water, and you put them all together, right? So you're now in kind of one cup, and then you take her parchment, right, and you dissolve it, yeah? And then you take the second ones and you dissolve it, and then you kind of dish everything out, yeah? Right? Does that work or not? Yeah? So we said no, because maybe you need mechika lishma. So that's not really gonna work, maybe, yeah? And then we said, okay, well, how about one step better, right? So you have their two cups, and you dissolve each one on their own cup. Mm-hmm. So that's mechika lishma. And then you put the two cups into one cup, and then you present it, and they kind of drink from one cup, yeah? They best friends, they share a cup, yeah? Okay? Right. So we said, does that work? Because you've got mechika lishma. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, right, they're not each drinking necessarily their own thing,
right.
Yeah?
Right.
So we said, okay, so maybe that would be a problem. But how about then you do exactly the same thing, right? You dissolve, put together, and then put back, yeah?
Yes,
like we're playing games here, right?
Yeah.
Now each of them are drinking, yeah? So maybe you would say, well, Breira kind of helps, and now everything's perfect. That's kind of a summary of kind of the flow, yeah?
Yeah,
so the Grizz, he asks a number of questions, yeah? Actually, like, I was bothered by the last stage mostly, by the way, because I didn't know really how Breira works. But he actually goes back a step and he says, wait a sec, what is it, this idea of mechika lishma? And the way he's kind of a bit provocative here, in a sense, yeah? Because he says, well, let's say you put them all into one cup, right? And then you take her thing and dissolve it. And her why isn't that mechika lishma? He asked a simple question, yeah? You take her thing and you think to yourself, right, I'm now dissolving Rachel's parchment.
Right? Right.
I'm now dissolving Leah's parchment. Yeah?
Yeah,
maybe that should be the Mechika Lishma, right? What's going on there? Yeah,
right.
And he then goes on, he asks another question, he goes on, he takes on, right, that he says it, and it's also partially, you don't need to drink all your waters, yeah, right? So when it says, yeah, when you put them all in one cup, yeah, and it says that they both drink, well, maybe she doesn't drink Shalah. He said, well, what's the problem? She'll definitely drink some of her waters, yeah? So she drinks some of her friends, it doesn't matter, yeah? And he said, I'll prove it to you, because he says, when you separate it out, he says, come on, the reality is that some of Leah's will be in Rachel, some of Rachel's will be in Leah's, yeah? So it can't, like, it's obviously not a problem, Rachel drinking some of Leah's and Leah's drinking some of Rachel's, yeah? So he says, so Bechal, what's going on here, yeah?
Whoa.
So Bekitzer, he's kind of bothered by each stage of the thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And his yesod is the following, yeah? He says, right, when we're talking about mechika lishma, let's say, yeah, you have to erase it with kavana, yeah?
Yeah?
It's all, really, he's saying, this is all a mechika bekos shalah. It's all, that every stage, although it's not spelled out, is focusing, you need to do everything in her cup, right? Each Leah's got a cup with her name beautifully written around it. Rachel's got a cup with her name beautifully, like
ugly written out.
Ugly, yeah, ugly. Yeah, they went. The pottery place, and they didn't do it beautifully, as they say. Yeah, they did it. and that basically is the key thing. So he explains. So when we say, right, that if you put them into one cup and you dissolve it, it's not mechika lishma, because mechika lishma we understand means mechika in her cup. Right? And then similarly, yeah, when we say, well, if you do mechika in her cup, and mechika, so that's good, yeah, but then you put it into one cup and she drinks. When you say, well, yeah, she's not drinking shalat, it means in her own cup. That's the tzad, to think that you need to have everything in her own cup. And therefore, once you say that, right, now you can understand much better this concept that we are bothered by is when you split it back into the cups, why should it, like, what's going on here, yeah? Like, obviously they're all mixed up. So she said, because it doesn't matter if she, the waters itself, she drinks some of that hers. The key thing is that you would have, so to speak, Bray will help you in terms of, you will always say all along, yes, this is her cup, that you have the mechika done in it, and you've the waters there are all along will reveal that this is basically her cup with her waters, and she's drinking from her cup. And therefore, basically, that's his kind of consistent way to
explain the flow. I hear the previous one, but the end still doesn't.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, because again, so you've mixed it all together into one cup,
okay?
Right, and that's not. And the side here that you need everything in her cup. That's not going to be good.
Right.
But then, basically, when you split it up, so we'll turn around and say, yeah, even though it wasn't her cup, went out of her cup, went back in her cup. But at the end of the day, we'll say kind of, you know, we'll see the whole thing as being done in her cup. That's the kind of the bravery is that she's now drinking from her cup, and that was always kind of her process was done in her cup.
Okay.
Even though it was splitting.
Even though in the meantime it was splitting out there, but it doesn't. That's kind of another way of saying basically it's kind of the bravery thing is more of a way of saying it doesn't matter the fact that it was mixed together, and at the end of the day we see it all as being, since it ends up being in her cup, then everything was kind of done in her cup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, that's basically the outside. You can see inside.
Very nice. Very nice.
For me, that was kind of at least the easier way to understand the kind of the Hakbada is her, you know, being her cup, Rachel's cup, you know,
Leah's cup. Right.
Good.
Okay, score. Yeah. Well done. Beautiful. It was amazing. Sure, have a great day.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. No, because I.